December 6, God with us. Exodus chapter 33, verse 16. For how then can it be known that I have found favour in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that we, I and your people, may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth? These are Moses' words. He is interceding that God will not lift his glory cloud from over the children of Israel in the wilderness. God had threatened to do so because he knew his glory would finally destroy the people in the face of their continued flagrant sin. Moses rightly recognized that what separated Israel from every other nation on earth was that Israel's God was in their midst. This pattern would continue right throughout the Old Testament, first through the tabernacle in the wilderness, and then through Solomon's temple in Israel. God dwelt with his people. As we come over to the New Testament, the principle is unchanged. God said he would dwell in his people individually and in his people corporately. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. Romans chapter 8, 14. God is in our midst. The Holy Spirit lives in us individually. He brings us, leads us, directs us, and carries us. These are all the meanings of the word led. Ephesians chapter 4, 22 says, And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Christians are different to every other people on earth. Together, we are God's temple, and he lives in us through his Holy Spirit. Only Christians have God in their midst. Alone, we have God inside us. Together, we have God inside us. God continues to dwell with his people.